One thing football fans hear over and over again is that a team must run in order to be successful. You can't win in the NFL, TB experts still say, without a ground game. But that doesn't seem to be the case in the Super Bowl, and it doesn't seem to be the case overall in the NFL. NPR's Mike Pesca diagnoses the decline of the run as a means to victory.
Ask any retired NFL player, the old guard always had it tougher, even if the old guards were 100 pounds lighter than the current offensive linemen. So this reminiscence from Joey Browner, a legendary defensive back for the Minnesota Vikings in the 80s and early 90s, should be taken with a grain of smelling salt.
If a quarterback got hit and knocked out, you just had to go get the water boy or somebody like that.
However, Browner does have a point. Over the year, rule change after rule change has stymied the defense and emboldened the passing game. Carl Mecklenburg, who played with the Broncos during the same era as Browner, recalls his bag of tricks being gradually depleted.
Back in the day, if you just put your arms up when you're rushing the quarterback, you could just run him over. It wouldn't be roughing or anything. My last year, I got caught and fined for that, so I stopped that.
The rule changes didn't open up the passing game by themselves, but like clever investment bankers who elude regulators, coaches began to find loopholes they could exploit. Current Green Bay Packer running back Ryan Grant sees it every day in practice.
Right now there's more emphasis on making passing plays more interesting because you have more guys. If you have a pass play, there's a potential for five guys that can get the ball.
Grant ran for over 1,200 yards this year, or 50% more than any running back in today's Super Bowl. But on the pass-happy Packers, he is still but a complimentary piece.
Passing is taking over as of right now because it's the fastest way to get into that end zone.
And the Indianapolis Colts have. They come into the game as favorites and had the worst running game in football this year. Last year, the team with the worst running game also played in the Super Bowl. And these Colts and those Cardinals aren't an exception. Of the top 12 passing offenses, 9 made the playoffs this year. Of the top 14 passing offenses, none had a losing record. 5 top 14 running teams did. Former offensive lineman Ross Tucker can't deny the evidence.
I think we've seen, as of late, you really don't need to run anymore. I mean, I'm only 30, so I'm not exactly old school, but as a lover of the physicality of the sport of football, it's a little disheartening. It's a little bit upsetting.
Miami Dolphin great Mercury Morris is old school. He and his backfield mates ran into the record books as the only undefeated team in NFL history. He says the current way of the NFL, with its aerial emphasis, isn't worse than the football played in his day. I'm just not sure he means it.
The quintessential concept is to be able to run the football. And if you can't run the football, now you have to pass. Every time I see a team 3rd and 3 and 3rd and 4, and they're lining up because they don't think that they have what it takes to simply manhandle somebody up front in the basic law of nature, which is fight or flight.
But now it's fight or take flight, something that's denied by a lot of the football commentators you hear. Merrill Hodge and Rich Gannon, both fine players in their day and now excellent analysts, told me that teams have to be multidimensional and put the Colts in that category. The worst running team in the NFL. If they could run enough, then anyone can. There is an appeal to the running game that strikes at the heart of a football man. Former Steeler quarterback Jim Miller hints at it.
That's kind of the old last frontier where kind of men can be men and we're just out there getting physical, playing our sport, and they couldn't stop us. And that is demoralizing for a defense when you beat them physically.
Miller notes he recently saw the architect of those demolitions, his old coach, Bill Cowher, saying he's rethought the importance of running. I hate to say this, Cowher said on CBS, but the running game is a compliment. And if Cowher's given up on the ground, you know that change is in the air. Mike Pesca, NPR News.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.